So it's a free kick edge of the box. So Ennis, is, if he's got to deliver, he needs to deliver with more penetration than he did with those two crosses just now. And this is right on the edge of the box. Right hand side is FC attack. Thompson Smith again. Dodd is there, but he withdraws. And Thompson Smith, this time, is going to look to deliver a cross here. Can he find quality? Plenty of red shirts.
Need to fire this in.
All the big defenders up there. So, Thompson Smith then. Low cross, deflects. Yeah. In! And that was good work from Thompson Smith. He blasted it. Someone to my left said he needed to fire this one, and that's just what he did. It came off a Warrington player, I think. And 1-0 FC United.
Yeah, it was a great execution he did. He ran up to it, left-footed, fired the ball in. A little bit swaz on it, you know, as it hit the, I think it hit the, one of their defenders and just spun off him straight into the far corner. Absolutely rooted the goalkeeper, you know, to the floor. And FC find themselves 1-0 up.
And the ball is played back to Curtis Jones, halfway line. Curtis Jones under pressure. Good pressing from Vassallo. So you've got to be wise to this, that Warrington's pressing is very persistent and effective. The ball goes out for a throw-in on the halfway line to FC United. And FC have created openings and then haven't fully capitalised, apart from the free kick, which led to the goal, of course. Aaron Morris with the throw, 38 minutes played. Thompson Smith and Morris kind of hooks a speculative clearance, which Raven nods down poorly, and Griffiths picks up the second ball. Ennis now into the box. Ennis got Raven for company. Ennis tries to get a shot in. Now it's Owolabi on the turn. He scores! Oh, magnificent goal from Tunde Owolabi. The goal drought is over. And I tell you something, he had his back to goal. He had a defender in his way, but he turned on it and put it exquisitely into the corner, the keeper's left hand side. It's 2-0 FC United.
Yeah, you've got Ennis there who tried to work an angle for himself, saw that it was shut off from the edge of the box, but he smashed a ball there that took a deflection off one of the Warrington defenders and fell at Tunde Owolabi's feet. And Tunde, even with his marker behind him, marking him up, he managed to turn him, half turn him, and then smack a right foot shot that took a slight deflection, I think, and just wrong footed the goalkeeper completely. But do you know what? Won't say that in the newspaper. It'll just say Tunde Owolabi won.
I'll decide what goes in the match report, if you don't mind, Roy.
So 29 goals.
Yeah, but I give you the lines.
Amis, who squandered an opportunity a few moments ago. Warren flicks it down the line. Morris does well, but the second ball will fall for Vassallo. Can he get a cross in? Low crossing, great ball in, and John Buckley scores. Well, FC caught cold there, I have to say. Sloppy on the cross, and you're never more vulnerable than when you score, and I suggest... Jordan Buckley did well there. He gambled, got in there, but Dodd would have thought that he would have got in the way of that.
Well, we lost possession down that right fullback area, and once the ball got in behind Aaron Morris, it opened us up, didn't it? And the lad, to be honest, Vassallo, I think it was, who smashed the cross straight across the six-yard line, and Buckley, even though he was under real big pressure, just bundled the ball into the far post area. 2-1.
Duggan now low cross in. And the ball's spinning around the area, but in the end, Potts has it, and he clears his lines. Raven, though, gets a foot on it. Macrath now nods it down very nicely there. Good turn. Scott Brown plays it back to Roberts on the halfway line for Warrington. Roberts comes forward. There's space in front of him, and he's allowed to run now. Plays it out to the left-hand side. Cross ball in. Good-looking cross.
Ooh.
Oh, it's gone in. It's 2-2. Oh, Cameron Belford misjudging that. And FC United have squandered a two-goal lead in the space of, a couple of minutes. Ball was spun in, very speculative, and Belford, I think he thought it was going wide, and he curved inside the post, and it's FC 2, Warrington Town 2.
To be honest, I mean, it was a really high spinning ball, wasn't it? And one that had him scuttling across from the front post to the back post area, and it was just a vertical drop. And although he should have put it over the bar, he misread it and it's ended up in the net.
And FC have found a good crowd in today and in good voice. And FC need all the support they can get as they look to regain the lead here in this very, very important contest. Out to the left-hand side. Potts can't get that one. Throw into Warrington. Halfway line. Duggan takes it. Bohan Dixon volleys it forward. Amos. Amos back to goal. Plays it to Dixon. Dixon will play a square ball to Warren. Warren just a few yards inside FC territory. Nice ball forward. On the turn is Vassalo. Ball breaks though for Thompson Smith, who does well, but then over elaborates. And Potts now has got to win this ball. And shoots.
Ooh, he's done
and
it.
FC United, they're giving the ball away. Oh, it took a deflection. Yeah. And FC United just pressing the self-destruct. But there, Potts going absolutely berserk with Thompson Smith there. And FC United, authors really of their own downfall. The wind played a part for the second goal, perhaps. But a substitute being readied immediately. I think it's Trickett Smith. But dear, oh dear, oh dear. Well, talk about the day you think you've got it cracked is the day you start to fade away. Plenty of time left. But FC United, having been 2-0 up, are now 3-2 down.
Yeah, and again, you know, indecision in the play. They've got to start raising the pace of the passing, of the movement of the ball, of the movement of the player. Keep it going. Warrington feed off high pressure. And FC are playing into their hands at this moment in time.
And now Belford plays it out to Doyle, is under pressure, he's got to get rid of this, does so. Griffith's in a deeper role now, with Jones playing in the back four. Curtis Jones over halfway, plays it back to Griffiths. Griffiths, square ball to Doyle, still inside his own half. Doyle plays it out, nice ball, nice looking ball, but Duggan there will draw the foul, I think. No, he won't! Dodd, how can he get a cross in? Oh, and what a weak effort there from Trickett Smith. But it's a penalty. Well, a shove, an unnecessary one there.
Was it on Dodd?
I think so.
It was on Dodd, yeah.
Well, what a big moment here in this game, and what a big moment in the season here. Warrington having gone from 2 down to go 3-2 up, they've conceded a penalty. It's a pretty unnecessary shove, you have to say. And now Ennis, can he do the needful? There's two players still having a word with the referee, over saying, go away from me. And Charles Ennis waits patiently. And this will be partly to waste time and to get in the ear of Ennis. And that's what Duggan's doing now. Ennis turns to him, which I would suggest Ennis shouldn't do. Have any. Now then, here comes the penalty. Charlie Ennis. Great penalty. Superb penalty from Charlie Ennis. Top left-hand corner. There's no way the keeper saves that. It's 3-3. What a game of football, Roy Sewell.
Well, to be honest, now he can turn to him and say, what was he saying? Take the pips out of that one.
Now Scott Brown with a cross. And a good defending from Curtis Jones. Second ball, though. Won well by Warren for Warrington. Just outside the box and draws the foul off Finlay Smith there. Streetwise football from Warren there. And this is a nice position now. It's about 20, 23 yards out, I would say. Vassalo, Bohan Dixon are the contenders. And here it comes now. It's Bohan Dixon. It's a lovely one there. And it's gone in a rebound.
Ooh.
And where on earth were the FC defenders?
Roberts
the man. And Belford puts his arms outstretched as it was a good free kick from Bohan Dixon. Belford did well to save it, to get a hand to it. And not an FC defender in sight as Roberts picks up the rebound. And FC, as we move into the final minute of the added time with maybe one last throw of the dice now to get this ball up the field and hope for something. Belford now, long ball now, into Warrington. Doyle's gone up, but it passes him and it's cleared.
Come on,
and
get
Morris,
up there.
Well, Morris was saying, come on, Belford. And Morris has got to get this back to Belford now. Belford's just got to hoof this downfield now. Long ball, but it hangs in the air, halfway line. Bohan Dixon, commanding header. And Griffiths plays it back now to Belford. Surely the last throw of the dice. 30 seconds. Down the line it goes. Doyle goes up, nods it on.
Free kick.
Malabi. FC United have a free kick. About 30 yards out. Please don't take it quickly, Griffiths. Just floating into the air. Everyone's up. Just Potts has stayed back. Everyone back for Warrington. Potts might as well go forward now to the edge of the box. And a quality delivery now required. This is the last throw of the dice for FC United to find an equaliser here. Griffiths square ball. Potts, what was that? Potts better get this in quickly. A good cross in.
Get in. Good.
Jones! Dennis Jones! It's 4-4! Oh my goodness me! Oh my goodness me! Well, there was the commentator saying, what was that? It was a perfect ball and a peach of a cross from the skipper, Michael Potts. And Curtis Jones, with the composure you need in a moment like that, to nod it perfectly placed into the bottom right-hand corner, and it's 4-4. Oh, my goodness me. You think you've seen it all. And it's... well, is the referee going to add some more time on here? But no, the way that this game's gone, nobody should count any chickens till the final whistle goes. Off we go, and that's it. Well, you can look at this cup half empty or cup half full, really. Cup half empty version is FC were 2-0 up and they've only got a point, but the cup half full version, which at this moment feels the more appropriate one, FC 4-3 down in the 96th minute, and Potts and Jones coming up with the goods.